Hello everyone, Larry Du Bois here with another video. I'm experimenting a little bit with the background and just the different ways to record and whatnot. So just bear with me, I beg of you. Anyway, what we have today is a video I thought of. If I did a series, I would call it Ministry Philosophy. But in number one, you know, number two, etc. This one would be entitled How to Fill in for Another Minister. And I thought of that. I have a philosophy, actually. And it comes from, over the years, filling in for ministry outreaches. And, you know, when the pastor left and he'd say, could you preach on Sunday? Or maybe it was a Bible study. Some of these things were formal, some were informal. But the principle I want to share with you is basically the same. Basically two sub-points to this. The first one being, I don't try to change anything. I try to just do it the way that person would run it. And that would be for two reasons. One, it's a show of respect, especially if you're just filling in for 1 week or one time. It's a show of respect. And also, let's say you're filling in for a Bible study and there's a format that the leader does and all the people that attend are used to that. So you fill in 1 week, it would make sense to just run it in that format. It's not the time to do your own thing. And the reason is that people are used to, you know, a certain way. Now, you know, to shake things up a little and do something different, it's not, you know, maybe everybody's getting in a rut and maybe that needs to happen. So you kind of got to use your own judgment there. But basically, I've learned over the years to really operate however the leader that I'm under, I get to know them. Get to know how they do things so that I would know how to react to a situation in their absence, because I know them, how they do things so well. A few years ago, there was a ministry outreach there in SOS in the Bay Area. I filled in for Larry Rosenbaum one time, and it was actually for 2 weeks, I think, maybe three. And my buddy, he says, hey, you know, you can really do it how you want now. And basically he was saying how we want, because we always would talk and we'd say, oh, we'd do this different, you know, armchair quarterbacks. I think that's okay. You know, people, as long as you don't do it in malice, you're always going to have more ideas. You're always going to think you have better ideas than the status quo. And that can be actually healthy. But anyway, I says, no, you know, this isn't the time for us to do our own thing. I'm going to run it just like the way he would run it. And the first thing I thought of in that case was, if anything goes wrong, if the cops show up or something, and I've done something different, then I'm going to get, you know, chewed out or something. So that would be another reason. One of the scriptures I like to use, it's found in Luke 16. You can look it up. It's in the story about the unjust steward. And it's really talking about money, you know. It talks about money. There's a principle there, you know, about if you can't handle riches on earth, who's going to give you true riches in heaven, you know, that sort of thing. But there's a verse in that passage that says, if you are not faithful in another man's, who will give you what is your own? And so we want to be aware of that. If we are humble to serve, to serve someone else under their ministry, be faithful, you know, be obedient, don't give them grief, do it the way they want, and then the Lord rewards you later. You get your own ministry, perhaps, see? And so if you're faithful in someone else's and you care about it as if it was your own and do it like they want instead of bucking the system all the time. So that's one of the philosophies I have in ministry, is when you're filling in for somebody, to just take the lower place, just, you know, do it. Now, if you're asked to take over a ministry on a more of a permanent basis, or even in an interim that's a long period of time, you, I think, then could have the freedom to start doing it more how you would do it. And even in that, I would suggest the changes be slow, nothing abrupt. People are conditioned, they don't like change, it's just going to go better for you if you're not abrupt. The only exception would be if there's something, the only example I can think of was, there was a guy, actually it was John MacArthur, was asked to take over the Master's College years ago. And the first thing he did, the day he got in there and took over, he even made it a condition, is that he was going to, you know, get rid of all the psychology people. He just wanted strictly Bible. Okay. So in that case, he thought that that was so important, he would just change that right off the bat. So there's times for that, if you're asked to take over something permanently. And of course, he was honorable enough to say, look, these are the conditions. You know, you don't want to be deceptive and think, oh, yeah, this is it. And then you go in there and then all of a sudden you wreak havoc on everything and do it, you know, crazy. But I know, I'll share one story with you. And it's sort of related to this. But I used to work for a construction guy. There was actually three of us, the owner and then two of his workers, and he was going to go away. And normally when he went away for a few days, he would just shut down the job. We just have a few extra days off. We built pole buildings up in Washington State. Hard work, and it's simple construction, but there's a lot of responsibility. I mean, you don't want to mess up the job. And so he was going to go, and he had a talk with me, and he said, Larry, when I leave, Steve's going to be in charge. Now, Steve was the assistant pastor at the church we're attending, and Steve had he was a contractor himself. He had the license. He had more experience than I did. It just made sense. You know, he's going to get the big bucks. He's going to fill in for me. So he's going to technically be in charge. But Larry, whatever you do, don't let him mess up this job. And then he made this statement. He said, you may not know the trade that well, but you know my ways. And I thought of that. I thought, as we serve the Lord, we may not be an expert. We may not have gone to the right schools. We may not have gone and done the right things, you know, on a pedigree or something we could produce on paper. But we want to be able to say we know the Lord's ways. And I think the Lord's way in this is, when you fill in for someone, just be humble, take the lower spot, be faithful to the work, and it will all come out well. Well, I hope you enjoyed this video, and stay tuned for another. Maybe we'll do some more on the philosophy of ministry. They're basically, you know, just distinctives of how... Of course, they must be rooted in the Bible. Anyway, so long for now, and God bless.